Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, January the 27th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Stonkingly stuffed, I think you'll find today.
I think you have been eating rather a lot, even by your standards this morning.
The Superior show, we kicked off, listener, with we had scallops, because it's scallops or scallops week or month at Elm Court Farmers Market, which is on this Sunday. Capstone Way, is that near Gillingham?
What?
Capstone Way, is that near
Capstone Way is Gillingham, it is indeed, by the artificial ski slope, isn't it?
Your geography never ceases to amaze me.
Absolutely.
So scallops, so we had the 3 tons.
You caught the scallops in Gillingham? Did
no.
you?
No.
On the ski slope? Skiing scallops?
No,
are you sure?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Don't lead me astray, young man. Yeah. So we had Steve the Fish, who brought in some scallops.
He's on skis?
Yeah, he came in on skis,
okay.
Of course. With a fish on his head.
As you do.
We all had to wear hats.
And Minky the Monkey.
Minky the Monkey. And Minky the Monkey's had a baby.
Minky Jr.
We had 3 Tons Pub, fabulous chef there, young Dean.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Very curly hair and a lovely open face, I thought. I loved his face. He was sort of like a golden retriever if he was a dog. You know how people look like, some people look like animals.
She's
they?
Off on one now, yeah. She's off on one.
You know, he was like a golden retriever.
I'm sure he'll appreciate this, selling his pub the 3 Tons on the grounds that the chef looks like a golden retriever. That'll really work.
Very handsome.
You can tell she is a PR professional.
He was a handsome boy. Anyway, so he whipped up, especially for Scoff, these scallops with a white chocolate chili cauliflower puree.
And chorizo
with a lamb, with lamb's lettuce. Beautiful it was. Stunning.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah,
yeah, so
and he cooked
you.
It in the car park on a gas, on yeah. a camping
well, you
gas.
Know why?
Yeah, because I wouldn't let him in the
you
studio.
Banned all my fish guests from the studio.
Yeah, because you keep cooking fish in my studio, and it smells for
the rest
of the day.
I did bring air freshener.
Yeah, good for you.
Who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Fruit Bowl Media,
oh.
who are the fabulous folks over there in Canterbury that redesigned the Business Bunker website, of which I'm really, really pleased.
Beautiful.
We've got a cracking new website. So a big, big thank you to Fruit Bowl Media, based over there at Fruitworks in Canterbury, the web design and app design.
Apart from the
guys.
Fact that your portrait on it is about from 1066, but apart from that, you know.
That is true, yeah.
And that's the lovely George and Tony.
It's Tony and George and the team over at Fruit Bowl who did a fabulous job. And they did it in very short time as well. And it took them 2 weeks because I didn't give them much time to do it. I went, oh, guys, do this. Oh, and just do that. And just change this. And just change that. And just do this. And just do that. I even made a change this morning.
It's lovely. It's a flamingo on there, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Or is it an emu? I'm never quite
yeah,
sure.
No, it's a flamingo. And the banner at the top is from our headline sponsors, who are our new sponsors for the rest of the year. On Business Bunker Show, who are the lovely folks at Rift Group over there in Ashford, including Rift Accounting. And later on our new extended 2-hour show today.
Well, that's why I needed the sugar.
Absolutely. We will be hearing, after 2 o'clock, we will be hearing from the folks from Rift, who are coming in with some top level accountants to talk about any questions you might have about the new idiotic, that's a bit of a giveaway about how I feel about it, stupidly idiotic
Don't
EU
mince
rule.
Your words.
No, I won't. The stupidly insane idiotic rules imposed by the EU on VAT MOS on digital downloads and the absolute mayhem that that has caused in the marketplace. So Jane Onis, who's the Managing Director of Rift Accounting, and Chris Gaze, who is the Senior Accountant, will be here later to talk about VAT MOS and what we can do to handle that particular fiasco.
So listen, do tweet in to us at Business Bunker or at Vanilla Web.
Vanilla Web is the best one to tweet
That's
in.
That's your favourite.
And you can tweet me at Vanilla Web if you want to interact with the show about any of the issues, either from the guests, the two lovely guests we've got on first. Where to get fresh scallops. Or any other question that you might want to ask. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at Vanilla Web, and we look forward to your tweets.
And
we've had quite a few.
Hots coming in.
Yeah, I'm going to read just a couple. We've had a new follower, a Mr. Grant Bourne, who is just known as Grant Boo, B-O-U, Grant B-O-U on the Twitter.
Then.
Boo.
Yeah.
Lee Willis, who's the chair of the Ancorians Football Club, And he's tweeted in, as always, as he does every week. So thank you for that, Lee. Yeah. Angela from Another Journey Begins has said, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, a longer show. Fantastic. Have a great show. See you all soon. So thank you, Angela.
Whitstable Stove Shop cheaping in, tweeting in.
Are they?
Yeah.
You're reading from the top of the list.
No, middle I'm going for.
You've gone for the middle, just to confuse me. Yeah. Hello to the folks at Whitstable Stove Shop. I will be coming over to see you shortly because I want to buy one of your lovely double-sided wood-burning stoves.
You could have, perhaps it could revolve. You could have a revolving one.
What's this, Sunday night at London Palladium?
Yeah. And also a big thank you to Nothing But Snack, David Street, who was on the Superior Show, the Scoff and Quaff Show, 11 to 12 every Tuesday. And he's brought in for the bunker guests these new taste experience. They're nothing but, and they're completely freeze-dried, nothing
That's the name of the packet, by the way, Nothing But.
Nothing But.
If and you were waiting for Jules to finish the sentence.
No, because I was going to eat. There's Morge 2 and red pepper snack.
But they're really low calorie, aren't they?
They're 36 calories. You could have these and, and be fine.
And what kind of things on are there? Fruit and vegetables and peas and legumes and nuts?
There's Morge 2 and red pepper snack.
Morge 2?
Morge 2.
Morge 2, Morge 2.
There's pineapple and grape snack.
There's what?
Pineapple and grape
pineapple.
Snack. Well, because we're saying Morge 2, therefore pineapple. There's sliced
anise.
Slice beetroot and and parsnip. Snack.
Okay, okay. So you can only eat these foods if you sound like Clouseau. Is that how it works?
Oh, was I being Clouseau? There's also, this is lovely.
It's delure.
Delure. There's also apple and fig. What do you think about that, Sarah?
Sounds good.
Sarah I Paul. Quite actually like apple and fig. Mm. I think I'll have to have some of them later.
Well, tear one open.
What was your favourite one, Jules? You were
saying? I actually...
Beetroot and pork?
Well, previously I would have had the Morge 2 and red pepper with... couple of bottles of wine, but I've now gone on to, this is Sarah opening, no, there's a really easy way, Sarah, look, if you read, it says quite pointedly, tear here somewhere, tear here, Sarah, look, now look how easy it is, honestly, listen, she's making a tear, her elbows were out, she was sweating, terribly easy, now, Andrew, Lawyer Fair, Andrew.
Hello.
She waited until you were halfway through a gulp of water there, Andrew, and then decided to include you in the conversation.
Right down his wind hole.
Yeah.
Or esophagus, I'm not quite sure. Which flavour would you like?
I'm eyeing the strawberry and banana.
Okay, go for it.
I'm a bit of a traditionalist.
Now, let's see if you can open the packet, unlike Sarah.
This is a live test, isn't it?
And what was your favourite, Jules?
Well, I was on Morge 2 and red pepper with wine, but I've now gone on to sliced beetroot and parsnip snack, which is divine. Really nice.
Cool.
Do you want to try one?
Hmm. Actually, I will, for a change. I will try one.
They're only 36 calories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these will be fantastic, of course, in lunch boxes. And anything else, you know, imagine that when you're driving. I mean, you came quite a long way, didn't you, Andrew?
I did. I wish I'd had these.
They're quite crunchy. They're like crisps, aren't they?
Yeah.
Fruit crisps. No, I like it.
But healthier.
Nothing But, they're called. Do you nothing know where we can snacks. Get them from?
Go onto the website, 3ws.nothingbutsnack.com, I believe it is.
Nothingbutsnack.com.
And tweet them at nothingbutsnack and say you heard about them on the Scoff
Business
Quaff,
Bunker Show.
Scoff Quaff Show. And Vanilla Webb's show, his little show.
Yeah. No, they're gorgeous.
Little extended
nice
show.
One.
Try not to pick your teeth now with your finger. That's rude. Shall I read something?
No, I'm going to read something.
Go on,
I've had a tweet from Alpaca Annie. It says, we're now stocking an extensive range of alpaca yarn. Come to the shop and fulfil all your knitting dreams. And the shop, the Alpaca Annie shop, can be found next door to our studio. Here at Hagland's Farm down in Dimchurch, but you can go on to alpacaannie.com, I believe, and look at their shop online.
So, what you're going to start knitting?
No, I've been knitting for years.
Have you?
Yeah, I knit all my own
yogurt. I knew you did your crochet.
No, I knit all my own yogurt.
Yeah, that's why you're so perky.
Exactly.
I've actually got some of Alpaca Annie's lovely socks.
Have you?
And I wear them all the time around the house.
Have you got an Alpaca Annie vest?
No.
Okay.
I've got an M&S vest.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you want to see?
No.
Okay. Have you got an Alpaca Annie vest?
No, I've got Alpaca Annie socks.
Yeah, I have. And so has Chris and Miriam's got...
No, she's got slippers. She's got Alpaca Annie slippers. I was with Chris when he bought them for her for Christmas.
He pushed the boat out on
those. Gave it away.
Yeah, he pushed the boat out.
Mm, he did.
Sarah, how are these going? Tell me
what you think. These are really, really good.
Yeah, tell the mic. Lisa?
Really, really good.
And you're having the...
I've got the apple and fig ones.
Mm. So, so would you serve these to your wedding guests as a, you know, when they're having a sparkling wine? Or I think I would go for, you've got to try these Mange Tous. Shall I open it for you?
It might be an idea.
I'll tell you what we could do.
Carry on with the show.
We could do our show rather than do your show again. Yeah, because your show was boring once.
I want you to try the red pepper, because the red pepper actually tastes like real red pepper that you just chop. I'm most impressed with it.
Fine.
Carry on, Paul.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from Nigel Whitaker at Pure B2B.
I love him.
And Nigel's lovely. And he's asked us to help him find someone, and I'm going to read that out later. No, I'll tell you what, I'll do it now, because he also emailed me. He said, "Hello, Paul and Jules. Have a great show. Please could you help me? We're looking for an accountant who enjoys bringing clarity to the numbers that make people's businesses work and to add their knowledge to the Sevenoaks Business Mastermind, which meets over dinner next Wednesday, the 4th of February, from 5:30 in the Cote Brasserie Sevenoaks." Nice. I've been there. He says, "If you could introduce me to this said accountant, I'll invite them as a guest and I'll even buy them dinner." So if you're an accountant out there that likes to bring clarity to numbers and you'd like to join the Sevenoaks Mastermind for dinner next Wednesday the 4th, paid for by the lovely Nigel Whitaker, please drop Nigel an email at npw@pureb2b, that's pureb2b.co.uk, or drop me an email at bunker@campusisradio.co.uk, and I will put you in touch with Nigel. So if you're an accountant and you'd like to get involved in that, let Nigel know, or let me know, or let the radio show know, and we will put you in touch. Or you can just follow Nigel on the Twitter at Nigel P. Whitaker, which is his Twitter handle. Thank you. You can read an email now, Jules.
Okay, I'll stop what I'm doing then.
Yeah, I would if I were you.
You drink your green tea.
I will. I've nearly finished it, so I'll send you out for some more in a minute.
Okay. The FSB, the Federation of Small Business, have a networking thing coming up. And they're saying,
a networking thing.
Well, I'm sort of making this up as I go along.
Yeah, no, I gathered that.
Check your FSB benefits, they say. And this is at Western Hanger Castle.
Never heard of it.
Gosh, that fits in nicely with Sarah Paul, doesn't it? Mm. It's Tuesday, February the 10th, so coming up, 6 p.m. to 7:30. And this is at Western Hanger, Hythe, Kent, C21, 4H for Harry, X for Xylophone. you can hear from membership advisor Keith Collier on how you make the most of your FSB members and business and save your business thousands of pounds. There is a website, which is www.f for Freddy, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, .org.uk, Kent and Medway. So that's the 10th of February, which is a Tuesday. So after the Business Bunker show, you can just trundle along.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet also from Alex Waterton, who says, "Listening in, good to join the Business Bunker show in their new 2-hour format." So thank you for that. Let me just tell you what's going to be happening with us as well. What we're going to do each week, we're going to have a different group of people that are going to be on a regular basis. And this week it's Rift Accounting. In subsequent weeks, it's going to be people from the Federation of Small Business and from the University of Kent Business School. And also our friend Ken Heron, who is a radio presenter over there in the United States. And they're going to take it in turns once a month to come on and talk to us about their areas of expertise. And we're really looking forward to that. Also, on the newly designed Kent Business Radio website, what we're going to do, because it's a 2-hour show, for those of you that like to listen again or download the podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break the show into two one-hour files so that you can listen again or download without having to allocate a huge amount of time to do it. It will make your listening easier, we hope. But we'd like to hear from you and find out whether you appreciate that or not, or whether you want it in a different format. But we're looking forward to all the exciting things that are happening on the Business Bunker in 2015. We've also had a tweet from ADM Computing over there in Canterbury. All your computing and support and server needs are supported by ADM Computing in Canterbury. And the absolutely gorgeously lovely Sally Laker has tweeted saying, "It's Business Bunker Day today. All local business news. Please have a listen in. And can we have a shout out?" Of course you can, Sally. That's Sally for Cakes. Sally, number 4 Cakes. on the Twitter, so do give Sally
and,
a follow.
Her cakes, listener, are did works
you,
of art.
Did you see the birthday cake she did for Greg,
Greg Wallace? I did.
That was absolutely amazing, wasn't it? Greg Wallace, the celebrity chef, she did his 50th birthday cake.
She did.
And it actually got into Hello magazine.
Hello.
It got into Hello magazine.
Well, not only that, I mean, her cakes are works of art, listener, but absolutely. She's doing all the cupcakes.
On one promotions, yes. Is she indeed?
And you know when it is, don't you?
It's no,
this because we're going, you and I, aren't we?
Oh, am I?
I thought we were. We're going to throw some shapes, aren't we?
Are we?
It's Saturday night, 31st.
Is there someone there to catch them?
January.
Let's hope so. With a whale in net, presumably.
The bad thing is, at our age, Paul Andrews, it starts at 10 p.m. and it ends at 4 a.m.
It's a night shift, is it? Well, do I sleep before
till
or
4
what?
4 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as 4 a.m?
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
I thought they'd abandoned that years
and you're
ago.
You're buying the drinks.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So that's Canterbury, 31st of January, and it's at @on1_promotions. They've got Geordie Shaw there. They've got, lots of lovely girls.
Apparently. Where is it?
It's, I always forget that row, but it's at the Bing.
The Bings, by St George's in Canterbury.
And they've taken it over for their various nights, so
cool.
It's a good one.
Cool.
Oh, and they've got a live Yvette, who's an artiste who swings around on things, you know, like...
I don't think I want to go there.
She's amazing. No,
I'm sure she is.
She's an acrobat. She was on Graham Norton.
Yvette. I know, yeah. Yvette the acrobat. Yeah, I know.
You know her.
I know. Yeah, of course, yeah. Absolutely.
She threw some shapes.
Did she?
She swung by.
Yeah.
Cool. Andrew.
Right. We've also had a tweet from another new listener, Creative Success Kent, and their Twitter handle is CRE8TIVE Kent. Creative Kent. Get it? CRE8TIVEKENT. Creative Kent. And it says, Vanilla Web, we're a project helping creatives with support, restart-up and growth companies, and we have a web tool. And you can find us at creativesuccesskent.org.uk. That's our website, creativesuccesskent.org.uk. So do check them out, or check them out on the Twitter. And we will be talking. We're going to be talking with Andrew later in the show, Andrew Weaver of Lawyer Fair. We're going to be talking about some startup stuff and things like that as well. So that fits nicely into that. But you know what I'm going to do now?
Tunage.
I'm going to play some really cheesy tunage before we introduce our first guest, the lovely Sarah Paul.
That's the only thing we haven't eaten today.
What, cheese?
Mm.
Yeah. See if you can get this. Huh?
Nights in White Satin.
Yeah.
Name it in one.
How cheesy is that?
I actually love this song.
Do you?
I am swooning now.
Do you?
What was his name, Justin?
Nights in Moody White Blues. Satin.
Yeah, but what was the lead singer?
Yeah, Justin.
Justin, told you. Never
reaching. The funny thing is, while I was looking for this on the site, I couldn't find it anywhere. And whoever loaded it on the site can't spell nights, that's never why.
That always happens.
I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. 'Cause I love you. Some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
find inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, on channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 27th of January. That was a bit of Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was a bit of a cheesy choice because our first guest is the owner of a fabulous wedding venue's castle, amongst other things. You do loads of other things, but it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show, because you have been on before, haven't you, Sarah?
I was on last year, yes.
You were indeed. The lovely Sarah Paul recently acquired Westinghanger Castle, which, for those of you that don't know where the studio is, isn't very far from the studio, is it?
It's about 10 minutes away, so very close at all.
Yeah, it is about 10 minutes away, depending.
Depending if you don't get lost, Sarah.
Depending if you don't get lost. But I'll say no more about that. We'll gloss over that, Sarah. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back on the Business Bunker Show, Sarah. Why don't you tell the listeners a bit about... I think it's probably a good idea if you start by telling us what you were doing and then how you've kind of expanded into what you are going to do and what you are going to be doing.
Okay. I owned a company, which was my name, sarahpaul.co.uk. I've been running for 4 years. Prior to that, I was at Cobham Hall Girls' School, which was a grade one listed building. Mm. And what...
I thought you were telling us about your education.
No. Okay. I never went to private school. Mm-hmm. Just a normal St George's girl.
Okay.
And then I was made redundant 4 years ago, set up my company. And then last year worked at Westinghanger Castle. And then when I had the opportunity, went on and bought the lease for 5 years.
As you do.
Pretty amazing.
You got up one day and think, do you know what, I'll buy a castle. That's what I'll do.
Well, it's fantastic. It's basically, I'm back at home now. Mm. I worked for 16 years at Cobham Hall, and now I've come back home to my manor house.
Okay, and it's quite a similar kind of setup to Cobham Hall. Yeah.
It's more or less the same setup. Obviously, it's not a school, but we do weddings, conferences, meeting rooms, Christmas parties, Easter egg hunts come in.
Yeah.
Because Easter's not far away.
It isn't, yeah. And you bought in your Christmas 2015 brochures as well.
I have. Mm. Very organised I am for the events this year to make sure that Mother's Day doesn't go unmissed.
Sure.
With cream teas and things like that, because Jules loves a good cream tea.
She does. Cream tea, yeah. Yes.
And a cream breakfast.
Yeah.
And a cream dinner. And a cream late night snack. A cream early morning snack.
I'm just so impressed you said swiftly changing the subject that you're fairly young, it's a tender age, you've just gone and bought a castle.
It has been hard. I won't say that it's been easy, but the support of family and friends, and obviously I've had a lot of support from Bill Fox, which runs KBA. He's been able to put me into touch with people who have been able to obviously lend me the money to actually buy the lease for 5 years. And after 5 years, I should have the money to actually purchase it from the actual owners. But as far as the owners are concerned, it's mine now.
Fantastic.
And who owned it previously?
John Forge owned it previously. There was similar
Lance a lot.
And what were they doing with it?
They've done all the restoration work. So when they bought it in 96, it was ruins, and now, nearly 20 years later, it is a magnificent manor house, all fully restored. We're still restoring the barns and the stables, so there's still more work to be done. Mm. But in my 10-year project, it's going to be... trying to think of the word now. Accommodation and a massive conference centre.
Right.
So we can do conferences up to 80.
Wow.
Or in the marquee up to 400.
Okay.
But in the actual barn, we're going to be able to seat 300-400 in there as well.
Fantastic.
And how many people can stay in accommodation?
At the moment, there's no accommodation on site. Right. There's only my little flat, because I obviously live there.
We could bunk up with you, we don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find Paul and yourself a little room somewhere in the castle.
A yurt in the gardens.
You could always go in the bridal suite, the pair of you.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Are you casting nasturtiums?
Yeah, we could. I could also stick needles in my eyes.
but you will have accommodation.
We will have accommodation. That's the plan. To convert the stable block into accommodation. But that's a good few years away yet.
Okay. So exciting.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I want to talk a little bit about the castle in general, and as well as the things that you do there, obviously. First of all, the location of it's at Hythe, down on the seaside.
It is. It's actually closer to Junction 11 off the M20 than Hythe.
It is actually right on the motorway, isn't it?
It is, right on the
motorway junction. Not only that, you've got your own railway station as well.
We have. We've got our own Western Hanger train station. Mm. So on our driveway, you come straight out of the car park onto our drive. Mm. And then it's a mile and a half walk. Or you can get a coach. We do shuttle buses with Buzzlines, which is a local company. Mm. They pick up our conference people from the train station, bring them down to us, and then take them back to the train station.
Absolutely. And Western Hanger is on the high speed link, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So it's straight into Charing Cross, I think.
Yeah. So, hey, what's not to like? And you're just behind the old Folkestone Racecourse as well, aren't you? Although that's not used any longer.
Yeah, that unfortunately got shut down in December 2012. Mm. But there's superb views. Mm. And because we're a Grade 1 manor house or castle, they'll never be able to build in front of it.
Right.
So we're always protected.
Yeah. You can always nag them to reopen the hall.
Oh, blimey. Yeah.
It's fantastic because King Canute used to live there many, many years ago.
Right, okay.
So it's got a lot of important history in the castle. And nobody knows. We're sort of forgotten.
Yeah. Well, because it was derelict for so long, kind of people ignored it. And there are quite a few castles in Kent and East Sussex. And it was kind of ignored, really, wasn't it? Until they restored it, which is fabulous.
But King Canute. I mean, wow.
Knut.
Well, most people know Henry VIII better.
Mm. You do, don't you, Paul? You know Henry.
Yeah, me and him, like that. Yeah.
Well, Henry VIII used to own it, as well as Queen Elizabeth I.
Right. Have you got a ghost?
We've got a few ghosts. And there are some that go up to our little flat. So I think I spook my husband now and again with the ghost.
And is your husband hands-on, or is he doing his own thing?
I don't think we need to know. Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry.
He's been an absolute support to me. I didn't think that he would actually be wanting to be in the business. But we had our first functions over the Christmas period, and he's got a full-time job, took some days holiday to actually run the bar. So he looks after all the bar.
Well, I've run the bar for you.
Yeah,
but he doesn't drink the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I just want to go over the kind of things that you're going to be doing there and the kind of things that we can do at the castle. You have touched on it briefly, I know. Obviously, your background was in wedding events primarily, and flowers and event organising and all the rest of it, and the catering and da-da-da-da-da. So clearly you do wedding events there, and what a gorgeous place to have a wedding, should you want to do something as silly as that.
But you think we've got the thatched gazebo.
Right.
And there's not many castles or venues that have actually got a thatched gazebo that can seat 200 people outside.
You've got a thatched gazebo that can seat 200. Blimey. That is a whopping thatched gazebo, isn't
it? It is.
Yeah.
You don't actually sit all of them in there. Obviously, it's just the bride and groom and the registrars.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fabulous. Mm. To actually have a thatched gazebo for garden weddings is brilliant.
Fantastic. Because as I understand it, and you can put me right here, as well as the house and the castle, you have marquees in the grounds as well, don't you?
We've got a permanent marquee
that
can seat 200, and then we've got a smaller marquee that can seat up to 50.
Okay.
But that's all attached to the barns, which is fabulous again. But we've also got the stream, so if people want to do glamping, because that's really popular at the moment.
It is at the moment. It's very popular, a bit of glamping.
So they can get married in the gardens and then do a bit of glamping afterwards.
Oh, wow. Mm. Honeymoon as well.
Yeah.
Nice one. So, and then, as you said, you're also doing corporate events there, and you do dinners and special events of all kinds, and you're hoping to stage an Easter egg hunt, I know, for a certain charity not a million miles from here.
We are, for the Kent Deaf Children's Society. Mm-hmm. They're going to be coming along in April with all their friends and family, which is a fantastic charity to be able to support as well.
Absolutely, and I know they're very, very appreciative of that, Sarah, and all the work you've done for them. And you've done many things for the Kent Deaf Children's Society, as we know, because I was at the awards there where you were too.
You were,
yeah, and it was a lovely evening. It was too. So and there's all kinds of things that you're looking to put on there, and all kinds of events. You can use it for corporate events and dinners and lunches and parties and awards.
Everything.
And anything really.
Christine's birthday parties,
right.
You name
bar
it.
Bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, we can literally do anything.
Right.
I want to get involved with a lot of the Rotary, because obviously Hythe is the Rotary home.
Yeah.
So I want to obviously get involved with some of the Rotaries around as well, to be able to do their dinner and dances and things like that.
Absolutely. And as Jules read earlier, the FSB have got an event there shortly as well.
And
absolutely.
You might be having an event there, mightn't
you? I'm busily at this moment talking to Sarah about staging an event for me as well. Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm invited.
But no, you're not. It's for important people.
No. I might be clearing up.
Yeah, I couldn't afford the food bill if you can.
You've got all Inspector Clues, though,
no? Yeah, no. Sarah is very, very cost effective in terms of what she offers, but. Mm. You know, I could have had 50 normal people or you for the same budget, and it was just one of those things, really.
How rude.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sarah, give us a shout for how people can find out more about Western Hanger Castle and what you do there. So your web address, your Facebook page, your Twitter handles and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, we've got a website, which is www.westernhangercastle.co.uk,
yep.
Or www.kentcastle.co.uk. That gives you information on the events that we're holding and how to get in touch with us.
Right.
We've also got a Facebook page, which is Facebook/Western Hanger Castle Original.
Yep.
Because you need to put the original in, otherwise you go to just the normal monument site. And we've got the Twitter address, which is @SP Wedding Events. And we're also on Google+ and Google Maps, so you'll be able to see exactly where we are.
Fabulous. Fantastic. Do have a look at that. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. And we know how hard Sarah works at staging her events anyway.
Well, just mowing that lawn would take all your time.
I know. And what she's done, and, you know, the amount of risks she's taken to expand her business, we are in awe of that. And we wish you much continued and ongoing success, Sarah. And we will be supporting you as much as we can in that, because we think what you're doing is fabulous. And it's a great, great location.
Thank you very much, Paul and Jules.
And thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Do stay with us for the remaining bit of this part of the show. But for the moment, Sarah Paul of Western Hanger Castle and SP Wedding Events. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've had quite a lot on the Twitter. We've had the barrister broker who said, "Hi, Jules Sirkin," with no mention of you whatsoever. And he said he'd love a shout out for Invicta Chamber Out of Hours Networking tonight. And it's at, I'm having to squint.
Well, it's okay, because we've got a whole email to read out about that later.
Russell Hotel, Maidstone. Is that 6 p.m, Sarah?
It is 6 p.m, good. Russell Hotel.
Thank you. So that's good. And
cool.
Also, old Telcare are listening in, saying, you know, in exciting new format of the show, and fabulous and well done.
Yeah. We had a tweet from Miriam McGurk as well about slippers. I'm loving my super warm alpaca slippers, what we were talking about. And she says she looks like a Yeti woman.
Miriam?
Yeah, Miriam. Nice
There's
one,
no
Miriam.
Way she's ever looked like a Yeti.
No,
she's very far too svelte.
She's gorgeous, isn't she? She's an
gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous-looking woman.
She's one of those ladies that always looks gorgeous.
Absolutely.
There's an after-hours club. This is for Kent and Victor
I've just... Chamber. Oh, sorry, just to interrupt. Just for those of you that want to know, I've just tweeted or retweeted a picture of Western Hanger Castle so you can have a look at what it looks like.
I'm thinking after the bunker, you know, you and I could tumble over there and have afternoon tea. And then when we have our little meetings, our frenzied meetings,
yeah,
we could tumble down there and you could just buy me tea.
Yeah.
You know, the odd bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I haven't got that much credit left on my 4 credit cards.
Kent and Vic's Chamber, we've got an after-hours club. It's 6 to 7:30 p.m. There's no need to book. And the next one is on the tonight. There's one actually, which, as I've just said, is the Best Western Russell Hotel in Maidstone. There's one on the 3rd of February, which is at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. And there's one on the 3rd of February also, which is a Tuesday, at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. And you need to go to these on a website, www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jules.
You're welcome.
I think what we'll do shortly, I'm going to read another couple of tweets, and then I think we'll speak to our next guest.
I'd love to. What do you think? Biscuit meanwhile.
You're going to have a biscuit?
Meanwhile?
You could put the kettle on for our guests.
Yeah, shall I nip out?
Okay. Would you do that?
Yes,
thank
I will.
You. We've had a tweet from a new listener to us, but I know you know them, Jules, which is Bleen Village Londis.
Oh, that's the lovely Binny.
Binny.
Binny. Binny Ahmed, and they're putting on a Valentine's dinner, I think, with Paul Babra. Is that right?
All right. Well, I haven't said. They just said hello.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah.
They're just on the Bleen Road.
All right.
And they are a little independent shop, and they're trying. Binny is a great supporter of Shop Local.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. Well, hello to Binny and the folks there at Bleen Village Londis. Shut the door, Jules. And then we've also had a tweet from Venom Tech. Thought you'd like to see a picture of our six-eyed cave spider. Have a great show, Business Bunker, and we're tuned in as always. And I've also had a tweet from Andrew Knott, and it says, "Hi Paul, I'm Andrew Knott. I'm the membership advisor for the Federation of Small Businesses for the postcodes ME1 to ME13, all of Dartford and Tunbridge 15 and 18, so most of West Kent basically, West and North Kent. So if you'd like to talk to Andrew Knott of the FSB Kent and Medway about becoming a member, and I suggest you do, then you can follow him on the Twitter, which is Andrew Knott, Andrew K-N-O-T-T, FSB, Andrew Knott FSB on the Twitter, or you can call him on 07747 114627. That's 07747 114627. And I also want to tell you about A Taste of Mentoring, which is a workshop, an event that's being held at the Hever Castle. It's a castle-related show today, isn't it? Hever Castle Golf Club on the 10th of February from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's at the Hever Castle Golf Club, Hever Road, Edenbridge. It's A Taste of Mentoring, including bite-sized mentoring, and delegates will be able to network over breakfast and then experience two mentoring and coaching sessions with different mentors and delegate groups. The agenda is this: 7:30 open networking, 7:45 breakfast, 8:15 introduction, 8:30 mentoring session number one, 9:15 mentoring session number two, 10 a.m. close. And the mentors are Don Baker. Hope you can make it, and that's from Don Baker, who's the Executive Director of Aspirations for Life. And you can book your place by going to their website, which is www.aspirationsforlife. That's aspirations, number four, life, all one word, .com, aspirationsforlife.com. We'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website for your perusal. But it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest of the day onto the show, Mr. Andrew Weaver of Law Affair. Andrew.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
Not at all.
It was funny because with the new Business Bunker website, I've been reloading all the old files, and one of the things we've done on the new website is to make it easier to identify who was on each show by typing who was on. And I was up till midnight last night, and I got back to page 10, and the very last one I put on was you, the last time you were on, which was lovely, wasn't it? How nice was that?
You were thinking of me at midnight.
Exactly, absolutely. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back onto the show, Andrew. Why don't you tell our listener a little bit about you and what you do, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Well, I will, but I have to say, very quickly, to be sitting next to the owner of Western Hanger Castle in the week of Wolf Hall is very exciting.
Absolutely.
One of Henry's old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
So it's great to meet Sarah and hear about that. I mean, Law Affair, Paul, is essentially a legal comparison site, but dedicated to the commercial market. So what we do is help business owners find the best lawyer at the fairest price. Right. So think of a general comparison site. We do that for law.
Right.
And of course, slightly more complex than grabbing your insurance quote. So we have quite a lot of hands-on involvement, but that's essentially what we do. And I have to say, we'd only recently launched, I think, when we first came down here. The boost we got following our Business Bunker appearance conference was actually fantastic.
Oh, brilliant. It's really good to hear.
And one of the reasons I'm delighted to be here is actually I think Kent is probably the county that's had the most activity.
Right.
And I like to think it's more than a coincidence that it related to that. So it's been a great first year, a little bit of a proof of concept site to some extent last year, because it was very new for us to launch it. Mm. And one of the interesting things I think we're going to chat about is we've just gone through our kind of seed funding round.
Yeah.
And so we're just about to close that. In fact, I think this week possibly. So it's been a very interesting process.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about that. So
sure.
You've put in for some seed funding. What method did you use? How did you go about that? Where did you look? What did you do?
Well, lots of questions in one there.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly from my background, Paul, as you probably know, is more traditional business. I mean, property and had a business in Cornwall. So this is actually a bit of a new world for me, certainly raising finance for a company that essentially hasn't got much traction and certainly hasn't got a long history. So raising seed funds is really a question of getting out there and meeting as many people as you can and really learning. Now, we've actually gone down the SEIS route,
right? Okay.
Which is why we're kind of closing it now, because as you probably know, that tends to bubble up just before the end of the tax year.
Absolutely. Look, let me just explain, in case some of our listeners don't know what an SEIS scheme is. An SEIS scheme is a small enterprise investment scheme, and it was a new scheme launched. There used to be an enterprise investment scheme, which is for bigger schemes. The SEIS enables you to invest in a company and recoup up to 50% of that as a tax credit. As an investor, sorry to interrupt, but
I think the next guest may clarify this, is actually more. I think you can claim something ridiculous like 85-86% tax relief if it fails.
Yeah.
So it's a brilliant scheme for investors, but equally it's a brilliant scheme for new companies.
Yeah.
And what tends to happen is that the SEIS funds get their money at the end of the tax year. So there's a bit of a race going on at the moment. Mm. But I would say if anybody's in a position now, rather jumping to the end of the conversation now, but if you are thinking about raising seed money and you've got a very early stage company, now is the time to get involved in the SEIS scheme, just as a side. So we set off, I suppose, certainly in autumn, maybe a little earlier than that, looking for seed funding. Mm. And we went through, crowdfunding is obviously a very popular route, so we had a little look at that. It wasn't quite right for us, but it's brilliant. Mm. They are brilliant platforms out there. SEIS funding, and the reality is there's quite a lot of money out there. So you need to just make sure you find the right people, and you need to take a bit of time. It's not going to happen overnight. Mm. And a lot of it comes down to relationships that you form. So, for example, I think the people who are we've got a number of investors, but the main bulk of investment comes from a chap I met in July.
Right.
And that's really been a slow burning conversation. So you've got to kiss a lot of frogs, you've got to have a little patience, but it will come.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you come across that chap? Was it in a formalised pitch, or you bump into him in a bar, or, you know?
Well, the latter is where I meet most people, but this was actually, it was actually something called Venture Fest up in Oxford.
Right.
But there are many around in different regions. And yes, that was a pitching event.
Right.
But it's hard work. One of the challenges when you're starting a young business and trying to raise finance is you've got to concentrate on the business whilst going out and getting the funding.
Absolutely.
So there's a real balance to go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you don't go out there and do the hard miles, you won't meet the contacts. And it is a numbers game at the end of the day. Mm. So we've ended up through SEIS and through three or four individual investors, as I say, just about to close our round,
right.
I hope.
All right,
fingers
okay.
crossed.
Yeah. So, and you raised what you needed to raise?
We did. Yeah, slightly more, actually. Right. But again, you know, it's the classic thing, Paul. You'll have come across this many times. You know, halve your forecasts, double your estimate of time.
Yeah.
Just get a little realism into your quotes. And it's quite, I mean, I think we may have even talked about mentoring before, but really useful if you've got a young business to get someone who's done it before.
Mm.
And whether that's mentoring or there are various schemes where you can get mentors, growth accelerator type courses. Certainly see if you can get someone who's done it before, because it saves you a huge amount of time and stress.
Okay, cool. So you've gone through that process. It is a stressful process. You're coming out the other end of it now. What's the plans now? Where do we go from here?
Well,
we spend the money.
A little bit. And of course, the reality is, particularly with an online business, is that money gets frittered away very quickly. So it is a question now of expanding within the budget that we have. I mean, Lawyer Fair, we've been delighted with it. We've attracted businesses from the micro to the SME, and we even placed a huge legal tender just before Christmas. It was worth over £100,000 a year to the lawyers that won it. So we've been amazed with the different spread of companies that have come to us. So the focus for us really is to narrow down on what the model is, frankly.
Right.
Get the model right. A lot of people try to go a little too quickly. They try and get their technology, their team built without actually making sure they know what the right model is that they're doing. So actually we're going to continue operating fairly leanly, get the model right, get the business right so it's working for both our clients and our lawyers, and essentially expand as carefully as we can over the next 12 months.
Cool. That sounds really good. Out of that, I mean, have you got any kind of thoughts about... I'm trying to frame this in the right way, because...
I've never seen Paul Andrews struggle for a question before. Is it because you want nothing but?
Yeah, yeah, I've got a piece of beetroot stuck in my teeth, that's why. is there anything you would have gone back and done differently now, having gone through the process, got to where you've got to? Would you go back and go, well, actually, I shouldn't have done it like that at all. I should have used Kickstarter or something like that.
It's a great question. I think, from my perspective, I would have started a little closer to the end of the tax year.
Right, okay.
I mean, I started running this properly in October, but I even started those conversations in July. Mm. And actually, if I'd have researched it and thought about it, the SEIS funds were perfect for us.
Yeah.
And they don't really get going until January.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having said that, you do have those conversations. Mm. But I spent quite a lot of time running around, finding out... meeting, frankly, people who weren't that interested, mm. and probably lost a bit of time in terms of running the business. Mm. So that issue, that balance between running the business and raising funds is crucial. So
it's really difficult as well, isn't
it?
It's
really difficult. Mm. It's a big challenge because, of course, if you let the business go slightly, your numbers go down, they ain't going to fund you.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's a real balancing act. But I think from my perspective, Paul, I probably do some groundwork, but should have probably focused more on it towards the end of the tax year,
yeah.
rather than put the effort in that I did in the autumn.
You're sure? But as you say, it's easy in hindsight
of
to look at that.
Is,
and
yeah,
go, yeah. Because you know, you're trying to raise money to start a business, not to sort out everybody's tax planning
that's
for them.
True, but, that's
but
right.
Yeah, but you learn that over a period of time, don't
indeed,
you? And
indeed.
Indeed you do. I want to move on now and talk a little bit more about Lawyer Fair itself and what you actually do, and your duck.
I thought you said Lawyer Ferret then.
Lawyer Ferret?
Yeah, I'm sure
Who's Lawyer Ferret?
I don't know. I thought you said.
We got Lawyer Fair and we got a duck. I don't know where the ferrets came
I don't
in.
Know.
Is that a competitive brand?
Yeah.
I'll be looking out for Lawyer Fair.
Yeah, Lawyer Weasel would work, wouldn't it, really?
That's not fair on my partners.
Now, tell us a little bit about Lawyer Fair and how it actually works. And it's a comparison site, as you say, for commercial legal services.
It is, Paul. I mean, what the very basic form is that a business has a legal issue and they may or may not have their own lawyers, but they come to us and essentially within 24 hours we'll provide them with three comparable quotes. Important that they're comparable because sometimes it's not always easy to compare different lawyers.
Yeah.
So within 24 hours we provide three quotes, and that can be everything from, you know, they need a new shareholders agreement through, as I mentioned, to this rather large legal tender that we went through. The process is essentially the same. We take out the hassle.
Right.
So we handle the procurement, for want of a better phrase. So if you want a quote, you just go onto the site, you pitch what the legal requirement is and leave it in our hands. We then provide you with, as I say, up to three profiles
okay.
of different lawyers, and you can just select from them. A lot of people don't select immediately. A lot of people like to talk to the lawyer. That's absolutely fine. As I say, this isn't about an insurance quote that just downloads in seconds.
Yeah.
This is quite a complex knitting together of the right match.
Absolutely. And professional services like that are about the right match, aren't
exactly
they?
Exactly right.
Accounting services, legal services, all those kind of things really do come down to personality a lot of the time
as well. They do. And what's been quite interesting for us is that quite a bit of pushback from the lawyers that it will all be about price. And I completely understand that hesitation. But as a business owner myself, I don't select necessarily on price.
No.
It's a factor, clearly, but I select on the quality, the value of that lawyer, frankly,
yep.
but also, as you say, it's the chemistry. So we find it depends on the complexity of the piece of work. We always try and get fixed fee quotes. So there are certain pieces of work where drafting a shareholders agreement, most types of contract can probably be quoted fixed fee without necessarily meeting the lawyer. A lot of the work, for example, is done remotely. So we get a lot of people, for example, there's been some clients in Kent, customers in Kent who've used lawyers from Manchester.
Right.
So geography is broken down a bit by this process. But certainly with the more complex pieces of work, for example, selling and buying businesses, that requires a much more sophisticated approach from us to get the pieces knitted together. So quite often we will put the profiles forward, we'll put down an indicative price, but the customer will then speak directly to the lawyer and make the selection from there.
Sure. I mean, thinking about it, I mean, I hear what you're saying about when you first came into the market and the legal firms look at this, because there's a lot of talk these days about disintermediation of businesses, but this isn't really disintermediation at all, is it? You've not replaced the lawyers, you're not cutting out the middleman, you're actually putting people together in a slightly different way that they previously wouldn't have been able to do.
Well, that's right. I wish I knew how to say that word as well as understand what it meant.
Disintermediation, yeah.
But no, absolutely. This is very much a platform. We launched this as business owners ourselves, and this wasn't about doing the lawyers down. It's certainly about making it a competitive environment, giving them perhaps to sharpen their pencil a little.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And there's not, in my view, there's not a lawyer in the land who can't get a little bit of cost out of their process. Yeah. But it's also about a platform for good quality lawyers. And as business owners ourselves, we wanted to, I mean, we want Lawyer Fair, for example, we have a cap. We don't have an invite. We're not inviting everybody in the land to join. It's very much about, it's almost invitation only, but it's mainly on recommendations and referrals that we bring lawyers on board. And so we have a limit of the lawyers that are on the panel.
That's only for the lawyers, though. Any business can use it.
Any business can use it, and every business type of business is. But certainly from our perspective, it's about giving a platform for really good quality lawyers, and the business owners have a confidence that if they come to Lawyer Fair, the lawyers they're going to be provided, whatever the different quote is, are going to be of a certain level of quality. And that's pretty important to me as a business owner. So we're trying to cut the hassle out for the business owner of A, finding the right lawyer, and B, frankly, negotiating the best price.
Yeah.
We want them to have the cleanest process where they can just select on the basis of very comparable and competitive information.
Absolutely. No, it's a fantastic idea, and acquiring services like that, it's useful. Not only that, you know, in the old days, what tended to happen, and I've been in business a long time because I'm knocking on a bit.
Is this the days of King Canute?
Exactly, yeah.
Did you meet him at Worcester?
Yeah, me and old Nut. We used to sit on the beach shouting at the waves. We did, you know, get back, get back. His name is King Nut, actually, by the way.
Is it?
We just call him King Canute here, yeah.
Oh, so
he was
King Nut.
Canute the second, he was. Canute. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Okay. I love a nut.
Is that Canute as in Canites?
It's C-N-U-T, actually, was his name, but we anglicised it to Canute.
Where was he from originally, then?
He was Norwegian Viking. Next question.
I don't know how he knows all this.
1035.
I've forgotten what I was going to ask Andrew now. You've completely thrown me
into
a diatribe. Oh, yeah, when we were Vikings. Yeah, that was it. In business, what tended to happen is you didn't...
Andrew's so cool. He's tucking into nothing but
absolutely,
snacks
absolutely.
While you're interviewing.
Well, Paul's questions take so long. Yeah, I can finish off a package.
He has a snack. Don't encourage him. The fact is that in the old days, what you actually did, in the rare occasions when you needed a lawyer in business, because you don't need it all the time, you basically walk out into the high street and go, well, who's in the high street? We'll pick you, and then you got whatever you got, whatever price you got. So the kind of service you're offering is opening the market up on a much broader basis as well, because you're going to have access to specialist firms that you wouldn't normally have come across even.
Well, there's a number of great points in there, Paul. Mm. The first is very much about very quickly narrowing in on real experts. Mm. So we have one this week, actually, where a business unfortunately has got involved in a nasty piece of litigation up in the Midlands. And the firm they have used for a while, they just didn't feel were capable of handling this large piece of litigation. Nice firm, but not, in their view, capable. So they came to us and said, look, we have no idea how to find an expert in this particular area. And we found them, as I say, three quotes with genuine experts within 24 hours. The other quick point to make is we're still pretty early stage in the platform and the way that we are delivering this service. Our ultimate aim is to create the right legal solution. And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily always the case you have to use a lawyer. Yeah. Give you one quick example is litigation and mediation. Mm-hmm. So if you go to a legal firm, you may well find that they're encouraging, with the best will in the world, they've got certain things they have to achieve in terms of targets. They may be encouraging you to go and speak to the litigation department. And that might not actually be the way that you should go. So the software platform we're developing will eventually give you the opportunity to look at the various different options.
Right, because now, funnily enough, we had a chap on last week on the show, Russell Burton Lawrence, who's the barrister broker.
Oh, yes.
And he puts people directly in touch with barristers. And that's exactly part of his argument now, that legal services and the provision of legal services has changed drastically over the last few years. Mm. And it is possible to hire people to represent you on a different basis than it used to be.
Well, you may or may not remember, my background was a barrister's clerk.
Yeah, absolutely.
So was he. I'm a great advocate of barristers.
You'd get on very well with Russell.
I shall tweet him straight away after this. I'm a huge advocate of the talent at the bar. And actually, the bar traditionally, of course, was only got their instructions from solicitors.
Yeah.
So they were very unused to be commercialising their services. So the bar has got a great, in my view, has got a great future if they market themselves well. And no doubt, is it Russell, sorry?
Russell Burton Lawrence.
Russell will be working on that. So yes, so the view very much from our perspective is that the business owner comes into the system and we find a legal solution that's right, not necessarily the lawyer that's right. So that's the long-term view.
Okay, cool. So We could talk about this for a long time, but sadly we're running out of time, Andrew.
We're running out of snacks.
Jules has eaten her way through all the snacks.
I noticed you'd had all the beetroot ones. I had two.
Give us a shout out for how people can find out about Lawyer Fair and how they can interact with you.
Well, the Lawyer Fair website is lawyerfair.co.uk. That's fair as in F-A-I-R, not the old Henry VIII.
Fair.
Yeah. Exactly, fair.
Oldie fairy.
F-A-I-R. They can, of course, tweet on at Lawyer Fair. And just interestingly, because we did include, and I wanted to include the seed funding issue, if anybody is at that stage and wants to just tweet me or get in touch with me, very, very happy to give pieces of advice on that, because it's been an illuminating experience for me. I might even write a little book about it. No, that was the inner author coming over.
Yeah,
hey,
you must.
But you're absolutely right, because as an investor myself and being reasonably familiar with SEIS schemes, an awful lot of investors aren't.
And
they don't realise what they can achieve with that. And more so, although most investors are, most people looking for investment haven't got a clue.
Correct.
And they don't know anything about that. And as you,
it's a brilliant scheme.
Yeah, it's a really good scheme.
Yeah.
But there are things that you need to think about when you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
And also, you need to go for it up. You need to become SEIS registered.
Correct.
Before you do anything. So absolutely. So if you want, to talk to Andrew about his experiences of that, do follow him on the Twitter at Lawyer Fair.
I was thinking Andrew would also be good with Dialabrain, wouldn't he?
He would indeed.
Yeah,
yes, we ought to put you into Dialabrain as well.
That's cool. On Twitter, at Dialabrain.
Okay, great, thanks.
For the moment, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for
Your
the
duck will remain on air for the foreseeable future.
And thank you for the biscuits.
He bought Jules some gluten-free chalky biscuits, which was...
the only thing that's getting me through this 2 hours.
Absolutely.
How many hours? Three hours?
Something like that. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Andrew Weaver of Lawyer Fair.
Thank you.
Brilliant. You can read one very quick email, Jules, and then we're going to have a little break while we get our next set of guests
I wanted to say that Andrew Weaver very carefully wove into the show knitting again, the word knitting. So, you know, if Lisa Marie is guessing the mystery word, it's a little clue. Federation of Small Business. You can grow your business with an apprentice. This is Canterbury, Friday, January the 30th, 12 to 2. It's at Bike Tart, which is Unit 14, Barham Business Park, Canterbury, at C for Charlie, T for Tango, 4, 6, L for Lion, and N for Norman. And they say the local MP, Julian Brazier, will be telling you about the benefits of employing an apprentice, but also hear from an employer and an apprentice themselves. Everyone's welcome, non-members alike. F for Freddy, S for Sugar, B for Bertie.org.uk.
Thank you for that.
Is it fast enough for you?
It was indeed.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.